You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Man, I'm nestled up against the foothills there, and I know we got, I want to say, 10 inches. It was thick this morning.
Dang.
Real thick. I guess we should just give a real quick shout out to all the plow drivers out there today, even the little guys doing all the parking lots and stuff. I saw you're like little ants out there this morning clearing all the parking lots. So shout out to everybody, including my buddy Jerry, who's out there. He was texting me, who didn't even go to bed. He's been up all night plowing. So
oh, good. Nothing I like more than a sleep-deprived man behind the wheel of a giant killing piece of machinery.
Knocking over a few fire hydrants here and there. No big deal. So,
I wonder how many
shout out to
cars
those guys
he's run into today.
Or just moved them to a different location.
Who's going to drive this 6-ton piece of killing machinery? Let's get the guy who's been awake all night. Yeah, put him behind the wheel.
Jerry, get on it.
Okay.
So I had to stop in to a nearby grocery store yesterday, and I had to just pick up just a couple things. But the other thing I needed was some stamps. Because I don't have a lot of things that I have to mail out, but there's a handful, you know, maybe 3 or 4 things a month. And I just, as I went through, I'd been told that you get stamps at this particular store when you go through the checkout line. They're not at the customer service thing. So I was like, fine, I got to get a couple things anyway. So I'm getting the line. This particular store by my house, Jeremy, does not allow self-scan, which drives me crazy because I live with self-scan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like go, even if I have a whole bunch of items, I'd rather do self-scan. Mm-hmm. I think I'm faster.
Yeah.
That's not an arrogant thing. I just, because there's not a lot of chit-chat. You just
Dom knows barcodes. He knows where they're at.
Yeah, I know bananas are 4011. I mean, I know.
You know.
I know how
you could fill in. If you were at the grocery store and a checker went down for some reason, Tom, are you okay? Tom's like, I got this. I got this.
Got
the banana codes.
But as I was going through the line, there's a young man who's doing the actual checking, and this store also insists on bagging everybody's groceries for them. So every checkout has a checker and a bag person. And both of them, it was a young man doing the checking and a young woman doing the bagging. And they both looked like they were right around 20 years old. So as I'm get up there and I've got a couple things I've put on the conveyor belt, I said, yeah, I said, you have forever stamps here. And he goes, I have stamps. I said, are they the forever kind? And he goes, what?
What?
I go, you know, I said, friend, he goes, they got flags on them. I said,
what?
Well, that's probably it. I said, do you know if they say forever on them? He goes, what? I go. And then, so he turns to the young lady like for help who's bagging and she goes, what's a forever stamp?
Yeah.
And there's a woman who's probably one of the managers of the store who stands. She's about my age, maybe a little younger, but she's standing just a little ways over and she's listening to all this. So she starts trying to explain.
Oh my gosh.
She goes, a forever stamp is if you buy the stamp today and the cost of postage goes up, you know, next week, you can still use that stamp. And the young man goes, what? By the way, do not get me wrong. I am not, and I'll repeat that, I am not poking fun at anybody. I'm expressing an interesting exchange where the manager spent another minute trying to explain. She's like, you know, sometimes you might have to buy a 2-cent stamp to go along with a stamp or a 1-cent stamp. She goes, this way you don't have to do that. And the young woman goes, that is so confusing. Hmm. And in my head, I'm thinking, it's the opposite of confusing.
It's easier for you.
It's easier. You buy one stamp, it's good forever, thus the name. So finally, the young lady, she hands me my one bag. And it, you know, she's like, she goes, I just use text.
Like, I just use text.
So on my way out, I stopped and I leaned over to that manager and I said, I honestly don't think they have ever put a stamp on anything in their lives.
You're probably right.
And that might be right. And again, I'm not poking fun at anybody. I'm talking about the entertaining differences here between generational conversations.
Yep.
Where they're 20, I get the feeling they might still live at home, and they have probably never stamped anything before.
They are in the world of everything online, yes.
They're not in their own house, so they're not probably not paying too many bills like that. So everything they pay is online.
And if they want to communicate, they're not writing a letter. They are emailing or thing. So it is totally a what scenario for these kids.
Yeah,
what? You know?
He said that like four times, what? And I'll never forget the young ladies. That is so confusing. And I'm like, well.
Sad face emoji.
By the way, they were indeed forever stamps.
Oh, thank God.
Then they did have flags on them. He was right about that.
They don't say forever anymore, though, do they? They just
mine
have the flag.
Did. Oh,
did
they? Yeah, mine still say forever.
Forever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's funny, man. It's very similar to the story we had a couple weeks ago. I think it was Trending Report or something, where a theater teacher was trying to teach these kids this story or whatever. And what did it involve? It involved a classroom scene where the kids were passing physical paper notes to each other
right.
in the classroom. And none of his high school students understood the concept of passing a physical note. So he had to sit them down and be like, listen, back in the 90s, we passed notes. We didn't text. We didn't talk. That was how we talked behind people's backs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We passed notes. So it's very similar. No kid now has ever passed a note.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm not even on a judgment call here, whether it's good or bad or whatever. It's just
what
different.
It's just
a wake-up call in a way that as we progress, some of the stuff that we were used to in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, even the early 2000s, don't translate in terms of communication.
We're just moving on. I mean,
yeah.
So the bottom line is you're getting old, buddy.
Well, there's definitely
it's exactly
that.
Like my mom who freaked out because they bought a new car and there's not a CD player in it. You know,
right?
Oh, how do I listen to music?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, and I realized as I walked out of the store that actually the entire conversation was pointless. All I should have just said was,
"I need stamps.
Let me see what stamps you have." I could have taken a look at them. Never even used the F word.
Yeah,
you know, forever. And could have just grabbed the stamps and walked out and
you're
saved
lucky he knew what stamps even were, honestly.
I'm lucky that he knew what a flag was.
What?